Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Hello? Okay, do I need to dial back in or what? Oh, I can hear you right now on my phone.
Okay. All right. Good morning and welcome to our program. We have technical difficulties here today. We are here at we're thankful for everybody listening and hope that we continue to have good reception here. Hanging in the field with us this morning as we go through the program. I think at this time we have Ms. Angela McKenzie Jake on the phone from Florida A&M. Good morning, Angela. How are you going?
Hey, good morning. How are you, Frank?
Go ahead and tell us about what's happening at Florida A&M.
Okay, we have just completed our Master Goat and Sheep Certification Program at FAMU. It was a program that was developed about 7 years ago for our farmers, goat as well as sheep producers, to learn, have an opportunity to learn about all aspects of goat and sheep production from A to Z. You there?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a 5-day comprehensive training program, and the program is based on that you have, when you come in, you have to take the pretest. We just want to know what you know about goat and sheep production, and then you take a post-test at the end of the training class to see what you have obtained during the training program. You have to pass with a 70% or better to move on in the program, and once you have attended all classes, then you have an opportunity to get a certificate of completion. Once you've gotten your certificate, you can call us out to your farm. It'll be myself and our on-staff veterinarian. We will come out and inspect your farm to make sure you're implementing a lot of the practices that we have instilled in you when you're taking the training program. And once you have done that, then you will become certified as a master goat or sheep producer. And that program has just ended with us. We have our graduates graduating during our farm festival this fall, summer. Are you there, Frank?
Yes, go ahead.
And if our next program starts next May, and if anybody's interested in the Master Goat and Sheep Certification Program at FAMU, they can contact me at 850-875-8552 or email me at angela.mckenziejaks@famu, that's famu.edu. This is an annual program. Or you can find out more information about it on our website at famu.edu/goat. And there's also another Master Goat program that is at Tuskegee University, which is also a kind of a spinoff from our program. They have their program in August. And if you want to know more about their program, you would call Ms. Ogla Bolden-Tiller, and her phone number is 334-727-8403. And we also have completed our Master Farmer program, which is another program that has like a spinoff of the Master Goat program, and which we train crops as well as livestock producers. And they will go through a training program, which is approximately about 10 days. And if you want to know more about that program also, that program, you will contact me at 850-875-8552. Or you will contact Mr. Gilbert Queeley at 850-412-5255. On this coming up Saturday, FAMU is also having a farm festival, which starts at 8 o'clock and goes to 3 p.m. And this activity will be on our research site, which is located at 4259 Bainbridge Highway in Quincy, Florida. And we have a lot of activities lined up this year. Always from urban gardening, we're going to be having classes on hydroponic production systems, vegetable gardening and urban marketing, and even livestock production. And we also have a youth component in which they were learning about entrepreneurship, gardening, entomology, and a lot of other different activities we will have for them also. And if you want to learn more about our farm festival, you contact Ms. Rhonda Miller at 850-599-3546, or you will call email her at rhonda.miller@famu.edu. And the last activity I want to mention, which is my baby, and I'm really excited about, this is our second National Goat Conference, which will be held in Greensboro, North Carolina. The host institution is North Carolina A&T State University. And to learn more about that program, you will contact Ms. Anita Wright. Her number is 336-334-7956. Her email address is alwrigh1@ag.ncat.edu. And we don't have a website up at this moment, but it'll be up shortly. And it's covering a broad area of categories. It's covering everything from herd health management, technology transfer, dairy production and processing. So it's going to be another great conference, and we hope to get a lot of people from the Southeast and from the United States, period, our goat producers, to come out to that conference. And that's pretty much what I have as far as activities for this year. And so I'll go back to you, Frank.
Well, we want to go first. Thanks for being on with us today as we celebrate the historical graduate of Augsburg University. But however, we were all here in Washington in 1895 services, and we're working collectively together as a family to share the wealth of information that people have trained back about those in our rural communities. I know that as you all, Sam, you have welcomed a new dean. Is that correct there, at FAMU?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry, I didn't get that last part. We have a new what?
You have a new dean.
Yes, we do.
Hello?
I think, yeah, you just broke up.
Okay, then we'll have to listen. We thank you for being on the program with us today. Continue to enjoy it, and we look forward to bringing you back and talk about specifically about the National Goat Conference that's going to happen in North Carolina. We want to thank you for being here with us.
And thank you, Frank, for giving me this opportunity to talk about our programs at FAMU.
All right. Thank you, and have a good day. Again, you know, we're broadcasting live from all four state university at a here in Pearson, Mississippi, and we're having a great time. We're looking across the audience here, and we have a broad array of people here to celebrate this Ag Day, and we just want to see our part here today and getting it done for rural America. We have some people standing around. Our people have been hanging from B4 Cooperative Office. Not the talent, and he's here. But we're going to go with our first guest here this morning. It's Dr. McAfee. Dr. McAfee is with Alcorn State University in Alcorn, Mississippi. And Dr. McAfee, we want to certainly welcome you to the program. And if you would tell us about what we're having here today in Tulsa, Mississippi, on behalf of Alcorn State University.
Now, let me say good morning to the listening audience. And this is a great team for Alcorn program. We're having our annual field day here in Preston that we have every year. And we are demonstrating cutting-edge technology and around all major areas. One is called health. We have a team sharing information on soil health. We also have sharing information, set of information on financial management, and we also have information on the crop. We have a good crowd out here today. We have all over. Matter of fact, we have some new people. We have some new people that's here today. We have a good crowd. We also are going to be our site here on the small farm here was able to the lives and work of Mr. Phil Lee, who was the farm manager here. He's been the farm manager for 20 years. And so following our initial program demonstration, we'll have the dedication to the lives and work.
Hi, Dr. Mike, now what you talking about? We're here in and this is an incubator. And talk about what's growing in
the
incubator. What's growing here now,
Preston? We have vegetable crops. We also have sugarcane that's growing here. We have corn that's growing here. And some other crops that I'm not prepared to speak of right now. But those are the main crops that we have. We are demonstrating there. We also demonstrating the silver cast.
Is that
we have a select number of farmers that require here and participate in organized programs where they will learn hands-on practices right here on the farm. We will take those back to them. And we have two fields in the come and go through this training program and then go back. Our field day, which is open to everyone,
well, that's great. And I'm Dr. Mike, we want to thank all of our students for helping us out with the acceptance of the capabilities in rural communities. As we look across the United States of America, we see that the national unemployment rate is about 7.1%, but in the state of we still are above that. Income. and stability that we're looking for in the building. And we know as part of all of the university, the virtual extension program is to help create that in fall and October.
Yes, sir. We appreciate the work that y'all do and collaborating with various agents because we know Mr. Taylor can't do this work. We really have to stretch out and do whatever. That is the life of the world.
Indeed, we are working collectively with all of the universities. We have several individuals here today. And I want our legendary father, Thomas, he's here today. And matter of fact, him and one of our other members, they have about 3,000 taxes up there on the ground that we currently be moving out to the various businesses.
And that's the kind of work that we'd like to see happen. What you see all doing, how you're promoting the 11 stages of the university across the country. And that's what it's all about. We all have the same mission, the same vision, so we all kind of work.
Well, that's great. But Dr. Banks, he's in on the Biden administration. And I'm a proponent of prudence for the
agency.
And this is your path to make yourself wow. My God, to put all four states reverse and make it somewhere in the ad here.
Well, I'm going to take just a minute about that because that's a good question. One of the things, reason why your child should come to Alcorn, a real family. We take care of the students. Not only do we provide an education, but we're there to work with their survival, meet their survival needs, so they can feel at home. They can feel secure that your son or daughter is getting well and sick. But also in agriculture, we have a lot of job opportunities that's available to our students once they're employed. And they are getting jobs after they graduate. If they decide not to go through employment, they go on to graduate school and they never leave. So Alcorn is a program for the child to come and get a good education and also get a healthy and wholesome college education. So we appreciate that you're setting up to us, and I guarantee you we'll take care of it.
This is a number that we call a website that you know.
You can call our number at 601-877-6128, 601-877-6137. You left 6137 to direct to the dean's office, and the other one is to my office if you want to get happy to serve. We have staff there that is direct. Please give us a call, send them there, and I guarantee you we'll take care.
And Dr. Mike, before you leave, and we want to just briefly make a statement about one of the university's famous alumnus, and we're talking about the Honorable Mega Evans.
Yes.
And I know that in the coming weeks that you all will have a special availing there on the campus at all of the university. And we want to thank the Evans family for being at the all of the university, of America, the blood, sweat, tears, and the life of these mega Evans. And if you could just talk about that briefly at all points of the university.
Yes, well, what we're doing next 2 weeks is commemorating the life and work of mega Evans. This is a small token. We've done, as you said, a great deal not only the state of New Orleans, but the nation and the world. His wife is there working on our team to keep bringing a wealth of knowledge. His daughter and Billy Bob is there as well. And so the mega Evans family is using to spread his whole focus on the university.
Yes, and I know yesterday that Mrs. Evers and President Bill Clinton, they were there in Arlington Cemetery and in honor of Megan. And we're just thankful. That's a beautiful thing back to a lifetime of all parts of the
university. Yes, sir. We are proud of that. So we want to share with the community.
But always hard to keep those Like,
that is an excellent workshop for three. We will be in April. And we have a guest who is the area director in your area, and he was talking about those various programs that's available for people. And we had several people in our audience that had entered, and they moved forward to complete one of those applications. So, again, I want to thank all of the university for making up the experience, not only in an ad aspect, but also in terms of providing other people with these to take life and support them.
Agriculture, education, agronomy, Also, a lot of technology as well. So it's a comprehensive program that we have.
Well, great. And Dr. Collins, we want to welcome you to Alcorn State University. Alcorn State University is a great district there at Alcorn. And now that we have staff supporting you, the university has done an excellent and an impactful job here around the United States as well. So we expect that staff have a leadership from you. It's moving up the next generation of leaders here and we'll have. And I want to for you to highlight some of the forms that you that you're building for that will serve the legacy of our forms that you're building and provide hope and we'll
thank you. And I do truly feel humbled and blessed to have this opportunity to lead the It really is an awesome task and a very important task that we train the next generation of agricultural scientists and professionals. Alcorn State University has a long history and legacy of producing outstanding students as well as being scientists and professionals, including agricultural scientists. There's several things that we're doing to enhance that. Of course, you know, we have classroom instruction. We feel that our curriculum is relevant and that's meeting the needs of our nation, especially dealing with issues with soil health, plant protection. Once we grow crops, you know, we need to look for markets, of course, with agricultural economics. Agribusiness. We are preparing students who are globally competitive. My philosophy and philosophy is to have to teach beyond the classroom, teach beyond the textbook. So, you know, we provide many opportunities for our students with internships, with research, apprenticeship projects. Your partners with various USDA agencies, private companies, other entities to ensure that we are preparing, I would say, global competitive.
Dr. Collins, that is fortuitous thinking in terms of taking the university with students being connected with the alumni. In terms of we're living in a tech-savvy society, we're going to be involved in any long-term learning in terms of the State Department at the Alcorn State University, how we're going to use technology to step in that way.
Okay. You know, education is I'm just passionate about it. First, using the technology for pre-training our students and so on. I'm all for that. A couple of things that we have or will be doing, especially with distance education. One particular project we will be doing, hopefully in the fall, is a partnering with the United States Department of Agriculture, APHIS, the Animal Planet Health, Inspection Service. Dealing with some of their distance education via video teleconferencing. This is more dealing with some of the plant security conditions where students from Alcorn State University will participate in a video conference type of course where we have professors and professionals from Asia. The course is being primarily from Frederick, Maryland, also from North Carolina State, but the beauty of it is also will be joining in with other universities, University of Florida, North Carolina State, Florida A&M. So we'll be a mix, you know, with those universities. That's one. Two, we do offer a number of courses online, you know, if you want to go that route. Plans are on the way to perhaps in the future to develop a particular curriculum or whatever online. And of course, you know, we do how to cater to, you know, the traditional lectures, you know, face-to-face lectures. But, you know, we're embracing all facets of the technology.
Oh, that's great. I've got a problem for a minute here. I have a potential child.
All right. Why would you just send your child to a Hawthorne? That's a good question. One, we'll give them special care. We really care about students, especially as care. I'm very passionate about education and training the next generation. I would say that students would get some outstanding mentoring. Support from the faculty. We like to do a lot of fun things, you know, these trips, taking our students to conferences, so that the network, meet other professionals. And likewise, we will be having symposiums and so on at on our campus. In fact, plans are on the way this fall to have a global food security symposium on the campus of Hawthorne State University. I'll be having a couple of details about that later. But this would be a very important symposium where we'll give our students a chance to interact, network with scientists and professionals working on the front lines of some of the global food security issues. So, I would say, you know, we're treating our students well. We will, I would say, open up a world of possibilities.
Okay, what's the number of websites that we can and turn the contact all the
right. You can just Google the university's website, www.allpointstate.edu. You can call me directly, my direct line, area code 601-877-6527. And also, you can just go to the website. My email is dcollins1@allpoint.edu, or just Google Dr. Daniel Collins, email it.
All right, well, Dr. Collins, I appreciate you stopping in with us today here at Hawthorne State University and taking some of the discussion. I know this is your first time over here in the area, and actually, my home is only 17 miles up the street. So, you're not having taken a look here in my world, so you better behave yourself. Look, because I have you locked up.
Oh, man, thank you, Johnny. All right, I'll be on my best.
I'll be on your best, baby. But again, we want to thank you, Dr. Collins, for being with us today. Again, we're here today at Hawthorne State University, Acadia, here in Western Mississippi. And we're continuing the conversation. And we're bringing all Ms. Carolyn Banks. Carolyn Banks is a long-time employee of Hawthorne State University Extension Program. She's the introductor of the 2501 program. But good morning, Ms. Banks, and hi, Sean. All right, tell the Carolyn what this 2501 program is and what this is done in third, Carolyn.
Okay, 2501 is at the
So this program will continue. So we want to continue that process, have some images of skin faces, and up to what, 25,000? And the process is that it's not that difficult, but next year that you do the right thing. Now tell us more about it and more about it. Call your website.
I'm glad to have the honor of appearing on Kayla's program. I think this is my first time.
Okay.
That's got to change, right?
Yeah.
You've got to come back more.
You've got to come back more.
Okay. I actually think directly to a small farm seller. And what the method does, provide broadseed technical small farm, broadseed, small block, small canine. We have a large number of small farm cases. We have about 37,000 birds. Growth farm income of 6,000 or less. That's how we can find our small farm. That's well known for the small farm loan program. I saw my colleague, head worker, Oliver, and I'm pretty sure about small farm loan program. What I want to bring to you is small farm development has been recently elevated. Small farm aggregate. Keyword aggregate. Added another dimension. This is done because we got passed in the last session, and we have several problems. We need to bring the power back to the staff and our team that our team has been changed and so it gives comments. Now, form aggregate form of farm supply side of agriculture, that is, chemical, some of the other agriculture products. Now, on the other side of the dust is packaged fresh produce products, packaged high value added products. That is where our aggregate inventory is showing us the value of the raw commodities, our farm value, and that's where we have our commodities, our farm is, with aggregate. I'm glad then for the opportunity to be on your program, and I want to encourage you to have our system. 1-877-877-877.
Well, okay, Dallas, we appreciate you being here. And, next time we'll bring you on early in the program to allow you to leave and then talk about all the things first. And we're going to wrap it up here with the last bit of the broadcast here live at All Points at University at Field Day in Tucson, Mississippi, Information Center. We've had a great time being here with everybody. We look forward to continuing the relationship that started with All Points at University to deliver the leading services to land owners have created viability here in rural communities. Again, the website is wcshc.com. Our phone number is 662-779-400. We ask you to look at Mother Nature and look what she's blessing with clean air, clean water, and the joys of life through the food that is needed to survive. So, again, we had a great time here at All Points at University Field Day. We'll see you back here on the next one. Have a safe rural America. Goodbye. God bless. What the ask of you for? Goodbye. Thank you.